Good morning, SEC. Oh, baby. It is Christmas Eve in the Southeastern Conference. That's right. We are one day away. All right. Yeah. Off to a great start. You know what? I was trying to get everything ready for kickoff, and I think we're good now, right? Do we still got audio? I'm waiting for you guys, and then I'll get cranked up here. All right. Absolutely loaded show. And let's get into it. We got so much, I think, great news. We got some dumb news that we're going to get to. And then we're going to tie it up with whose mascot is the best. That's right. We're going Mike Leach style. We had a Royal Rumble. What are these animals going to look like? Cuz loud and clear. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you so, so much. But before we get going, let's remind the cousins. We are brought to you by MyBookie, promo code SEC. They're doing a real cool thing right now. If you jump on to MyBookie, use promo code SEC, they're going to pay you back for your first bet. Let me explain what that means. Let's say you put $500 into MyBookie. You place $500 for ABC team, doesn't matter, whatever. If it hits, you get the $500. If it doesn't hit, my bookie will give you that money back. Come on, jeez. We're basically paying you to try this out. Now, you know who else is paying? Tennessee Legend Distillery. Oh, my gosh. This is one of my favorite places to go. It's my home away from home. If you get a chance this Saturday, they're going to be down there at the Sevierville location between noon and mid kickoff. They're going to have a kind of like a fundraiser. They got a family member there that's going through some tough times, and the Tennessee Legend is going to reach out to any cousin that shows up. First five cousins, I probably should say that. You're going to receive $100 gift card to use at Tennessee Legend Distillery. Just be sure you mention the cousins. Speaking of, we are going to have a couple giveaways for tonight's show. So be sure to tune in tonight at 7 p.m. We're going to have an absolute blast here. All right, looks like the cousins are filing in. Let's get this party started. You know what always gets me going? Every time I see this video, I swear to God, I get more excited about football than anything. One of my favorites, somebody asked me the other day, said, Shane, who's your favorite football player? You know, when I used to go to the games, they used to, over the announcer, Big John Henderson would be out there. I've never seen, this is a mountain of a man, and every time he stepped on the football field, they'd play Big John. So here is the one that gets me ready for football every time.
Oh, Joe, that ain't good enough. Come on, Joe. Thank you, baby. Thank you. You make blood come from my damn mouth. That's what I'm talking about, baby. You got to make blood come through the mouth. You can't just smack me and don't hit me hard. That bullshit. When you hit a motherfucker, you hit that motherfucker. Let's kick their ass, motherfucker. Kick their ass. Let's go.
Yeah! Yeah! Let's go, baby! Oh, my gosh. Hey, before we get too far, thank you. You know who's Big John? Big John for the podcast is Cousin JR gifting a membership. Thank you, cuz. This membership is going to DJ STTD. DJ, welcome to the family, courtesy of the legend, Cousin JR. And not to be outdone, the Texas boys are up and at it. ACV gifted one SEC podcast membership. Who did he bring into the family? It's a Razorback. So I was going to say, better not be an Aggie, but Chad Razorback, you've been gifted courtesy of ACV. ACV, I appreciate you. And Razorback, welcome to the family. Welcome to this dysfunctional family. Trying to get you going one day. Hey, also, before we get going too far, we're one day away from SEC football. Who is your favorite player to ever wear the number one? Be sure to put that in the comments. All right. So, hey, this ain't the only news. We're getting pumped up college football's here. But I think some fan base is a little more excited, like over there in Columbia. That's right. South Carolina. Getting their boy back. Come on. The NCAA has approved a waiver for South Carolina standout running back Rashul Faison. So Sewell, they freed him. He's going to get to play. He's been practicing. Not like he's not been participating in activities. This is a guy that will be a huge asset, a big get. This is, you know, we were talking yesterday about the game against Virginia Tech, how much is going to be on the line there. Having Sewell on that sideline, I feel like, is making that situation a lot better. But bad situation. Haven't seen this guy in a while. Quarterback Vanderbilt, you know him, Jay Cutler, breaking former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler, will serve 4 days in jail after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor DUI in Tennessee. He was ordered to pay $350 fine, complete a DUI safety course, yada, yada, yada. Basically, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he offered this gentleman money not to call. But unfortunately that happened, or fortunately that happened. The headline that's floating around is Jay's going to prison. No, prison to jail, two different things. He's just going to serve. He probably ain't going to leave a holding cell for 4 days, but Jay Cutler, oh man, he got hit with it. You know who else got hit? Speaking of Tennessee, look at my man, Josh Heupel, getting a extension through 2030. I also got an extension. Thank you, SEC Mike, for that. So I will be around for another few years as well. But Josh Heupel getting the money, getting the time he deserves. Oh, we thought we were done with this guy. Junkins, you know him. He was over there at Ole Miss. Then he went to Ohio State. Well, apparently he's not signed his rookie deal and could explore a return to college this season. Never seen anything like this. If Junkins would play in college football this year, the Browns would still hold his contract. If he doesn't sign with the Browns at all, he could re-enter the draft in 2026. So I don't think there's anything that's going to happen here, but it is very interesting. And I think the last thing Texas Longhorn fans want to see is Judkins coming out of that stadium there. So speaking of dumb news, this is probably the dumbest thing I've seen this week. Rayola Dillon says he can't help the Mahomes comparisons. I can't get mad at God for making him look like me. Oh, my gosh. Look at this picture. I feel bad for audio listeners because you can't see how dumb this picture is. But you have the exact same haircut as Patrick Mahomes. You got basically the same necklace, the same sunglasses, the same facial hair, but you can't help it. Good God, get out of here. You're copying the boy. Oh, man, this one came out. I thought this was interesting. Mizzou released a statement. Mizzou students and fans will no longer rush the field. They were told, okay, now listen to that. Students and fans will no longer rush the field. The SEC fines $500,000 for violation, money that goes directly to our opponent. So basically, they know, they've surveyed every fan there in Mizzou that they will never rush the field. Bullshit. You beat Alabama October 11th. You beat them bad. I still think you stormed the field. You beat them by a field goal at the fourth quarter. I better damn believe you they're going to storm the field. Now, Mizzou's going to have a couple of ranked opponents, maybe a couple that are going to be ranked higher than them, potentially South Carolina, potentially Texas A&M. These are all home games. I could definitely see you storming the field. But to come out here and say, hey, we ain't going to do it. We ain't going to do it. That just makes me want to do it, right? Hell, it's not a tough field to get down to either. I was able to do it. If my fat ass can get on the field, I know these fans can too. So I'm not condoning. I'm not telling you what to do, but come on, man. If you do. Brian Kelly, always in the news. This one's a fun one. Brian Kelly gets on Paul Feinbaum. And if you've not seen the wonderful Netflix documentary with SEC Mike in it, what are you doing? What are you doing with your life? But one of the parts that were in this show was Coach Kelly's dad. And he wasn't bragging about Coach Kelly. He was bragging about Lane Kiffin.
Well, first, my dad, who was part of it, you know, and he talked about Ole Miss. I told him he's not invited to any more games because he loves Lane Kiffin more than he loves me.
He is banned. Well, the funniest part about this whole thing was after that was posted. Who's the biggest troll? Who's the biggest troll in the SEC? No other than Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin gets out here and he tweets, "Sorry, BK. Maybe it was your dancing when you lost him." Oh, what a troll. This one's a little bit longer, and I'm not going to play the whole clip. But Coach Kelly did talk. A lot of coaches talk. But one of the things I do like about Coach Kelly is there is no filter. If he likes something, he'll tell you he likes it. If he doesn't like it, he'll tell you he doesn't like it. Well, they asked him, you know, why no transfers? Remember Coach Kelly said that we're not going to pay kids to come down here, you know. But then they turn around and they hammer the transfer portal. In fact, Coach Kelly even gives some of his own paycheck to get some of these kids here. Well, he was asked, you know, why this year, unlike last year?
I know you've said in the past that you want to build through the high school ranks and then supplement with the transfer guys. Was there a point where that kind of philosophy shifted for you this past off season, or do you still want to get back to that, to where, you know, you're going into the portal sparingly?
You know, I'll building a program, right, unfortunately takes some time. And the time element, nobody wants to hear about. I get it. I understand everybody's want to win the national championship this year. I want to win it as well. But the reality of it is we had some work to do. And that work was building a foundational piece in this program that was built on consistency and high standards on a day-to-day basis. And so that takes some time. We weren't ready to bring in guys from the outside until our own program was in a really good space. And so it took us a few years. And I felt like this year we were in a place where we could invite people into our locker room, transfers, if you will. So that's the long and short of it. I've been doing it for over three decades, and putting together teams every year is a little bit of art and a little bit of science. You know, it's, if it was just add water and stir, you don't need me, you know? So I use my experience and my sense that when's the right time to add people to the roster. And I felt like this year was the right time. I thought we had the underpinnings of a program that was in a good place. There was some consistency being built.
He goes on to talk about, you know, forget the last 3 years, right? Year four is what Brian Kelly has been playing for. And, you know, it's kind of, it feels like it, don't it? I hate saying last dance, you know me, but it feels like the last dance, don't it? And it's crazy. Look at Coach Kelly. I mean, he's got 10 wins the first two seasons, 9 wins last year. How many SEC teams would kill for that? Not LSU fans. LSU fans are expecting national championships. Shit, they just want to at least get to the dance, which Coach Kelly hasn't been able to do right now. So what does he do? He doubles down. He gives his money. He comes out here and says, this is the year we're going to basically win the national championship or at least compete in it. He says, I haven't even got traded. I didn't want to call the transfer kids. You know, I could have done it last year, could have done it the year before, but I was waiting for this year. This is the year. This is the championship run that we're going to make. A lot of pressure to come out here and win week one, which Coach Kelly has not done since he's been down here in LSU. So, I don't know. A lot of pressure down there, a lot of words. It kills me, but he comes out here and he wins. He comes out here and he beats the shit out of Clemson. Then we can go back and we can stop making fun of Coach Kelly and say, you know what? He may be right. This may be the year. Enough of that. Enough of that. I got sent this, and I appreciate all the cousins that tagged me in dumb news. You get dumb. That's what this show is, man. All right, we're going to cover all the dumb shit that's floating around.
Another bear up there at Cal. The tree, I imagine that tree's going to get chopped down. It's unless we're going to go with a bird and somebody might get pecked or something. I don't know. And then the duck might lose interest and just fly away and get out of there, which may be good advice under the circumstances. The Husky, no chance. The Beaver, well, we'll see how long that Beaver can hold his breath. The Ute, again, we're back to, is he on horseback? Does he have a bow and arrow? Did he trade for a rifle?
Testing,
I mean, you know, because if that Ute's got a rifle, there's some definite problems. And then, and you know, you'd have to get one of those Harry Potter activists to read up on how you kill a sun devil, because there's a lot of outside stuff there.
Sorry about that. I have figured it out. It's a cord issue. Not going to happen again. Probably will happen again. But the reason I bring up Coach Leach talking about the mascots, one of the cousins reached out to me. And again, what I was saying, I appreciate all the cousins that reach out. If you got any dumb news you want to tag me in, feel free to tag me in. Like Cracker Barrel. I got tagged a million times in Cracker Barrel. They bring it back the logo. They haven't brought back Cousin Shane yet. Still blocked. But one of the things that popped up in my DMs was this message. Colorado announces Ralphie Six, the live Buffalo mascot named Amber, is retiring. An indifference to running contributed to the decision. I feel you. I have an indifference to running. In fact, that's going to bring up our daily word of the day.
Now it's time for word of the day.
Let's get smarter. Word of the day, recalcitrant. It's an adjective. Resisting authority or control, not obedient, hard to deal with, manage, or operate. Ain't that a lot of us? And that got me thinking about mascots. And when I think about the mascots, I think about the late, great Pirate. I played the video earlier. He talks about the pack, and they was talking about the animals that were surviving. It got me thinking, if all the SEC mascots got together, who'd win? Well, this list was probably not as hard as I thought. In fact, I got it right here. We're going to start at the bottom. Who do you think the bottom tier of the mascots would be? I'll give you a second to plug it in. And if you didn't pick land sharks, you're wrong. Don't get me wrong. Sharks in their elements, scary. Sharks on land, not scary. In fact, any animal, including the next one on this list, the big spur, could just wait, right? He could just wait until those gills stop flapping, and then guess what? Big spur comes out to victor. So, unfortunately, the Ole Miss, as you know, has changed their mascots. They used to be the Black Bears. They used to be Colonel Reb. They now are the Land Sharks, and Land Sharks are not scary. You know who else isn't scary? Now, listen, A&M, I'm going to explain, all right? It's a cute dog, right? If we were having a cute dog award, she'd be at the top. But this dog, this collie, it ain't winning anything. In fact, it lost an eye, so that's why I couldn't put it above the other dog. So, Texas A&M, you're sitting down there at the bottom as well, and I feel like that's kind of a run. We're going to have a run of dogs here. We got the Bulldogs. I got Ugga, and I got Bully, 22, over here. Both beautiful dogs, right? I think Ugga gets pampered a little too much. So, I got Ugga a little bit lower than Bully 22. This is a dog that, I mean, look at that thick neck. Come on, man. Gorgeous dog. But, again, not a violent dog. Not a scary dog. In fact, these dogs can't even sit out in the heat for longer than 30 minutes or they die or something. I don't know. I've been told that. So I got to put another dog on there, my buddy, Smokey 11. He also makes the list. Toward the bottom, gorgeous, right? I like him more than Bulldogs. I think the Bulldogs have a tenacious bite, right? If you can get a hold of them. But you can't tell me that Smokey can't wait this thing out. Got a lot more energy. I feel like he is going to take those Bulldogs down one at a time. So I've got Smokey. But that is the last dog on our list. We're going to go up one notch higher. Kentucky Wildcats. Now, don't get me wrong. All right, I love cats. Right, I didn't think I would. I never thought I would. In fact, I hated cats for a long time until, as you guys know, we brought Henry, King Henry, into our home, and become a little bit of a cat lover here. And Wildcat, this guy does not look intimidating, but I'm telling you, give National Geographic 30 minutes. Right. Jump on there and watch Wildcat. These little bastards, they're tenacious. And I would be afraid to come face to face with one of these guys. So again, we've got some massive animals on our list. Wildcat moves up. I love Tusk here. Tusk, 350 pounds. I feel like here we got tiers. We go dog, we got cat. Now we got just size. And if you've never seen one of these bastards in the woods, they will scare the shit out of you, because you're talking about branches. It looked like little velociraptors running around. Then all of a sudden, here comes Tusk coming out. Tusk doesn't look intimidating, but again, size. He could pounce this wildcat, right? He could pounce these dogs. I feel like Tusk, and if he grew out the tusk, could be really, really dangerous. But he's big, but not big enough to compete with the Sooner Schooner. That's right. This is a wagon brought by two horses, Boomer and Sooner. This is a Pullman. This is just getting ran over, all right? You can run over any of these animals. You're not scared of them. In fact, if a kid were walking in and was looking at all these animals on the list, this was probably the least intimidating one. However, I mean, you've seen the Oregon Trail, right? These things can run over things. So I'm going to put that one on the list, but a little bit higher. They're friends down south. Bevo, we got Bevo attacking Ugga. We've seen that. This one here, I'm going to tell you right now, growing up, I was, long story short, I could tell stories, right? I can do it. It's my show, whatever I want to do. So we were kids, and we were going out to the lake, right? And back in the day, this area that I was going to didn't have neighborhoods. It does now, so it's kind of gone, but it was farms on both sides. So we're driving, we're riding our bicycles. Me and my brother were riding our bicycles down to the end. And as we're going past one of these farms, we look over, and there's this big-ass bull, right? And this is one of them that's got the brass ring and everything. And, man, it's already churning up some grass. And, of course, me and my brother, being kids, you know, we were like, hey, let's just intimidate him. And so we started scooting our feet as well. Well, that pissed this thing off, right? And he came right up to the fence. But we had bicycles, so we got the hell out of there. But we forgot my mom was coming over the hill walking with Walkmans on. Didn't even see this thing. We're out the end, freaking out, you know. This thing came toward the fence. And I swear, I thought it was going to come through. I thought it was going to kill my mom, and that's all I kept thinking about. We ended up having to get a ride in a truck on the way back so we didn't go by that thing. So I'm a little scarred by these big bastards. And you don't think about them. These guys are massive. You know, you stand next to them, the horns, everything. If it decided it wanted to kill you, even though, you know, cows usually won't, bulls usually won't. But if it decided to, you better damn believe this guy is toward the top of the list. But he's not at the top of the list. In fact, we're going to our first human. It's the Commodore. All right. Now, if I could have chose Davy Crockett in Tennessee, I'd move him up the list. But a Commodore, when I think of Commodores, I think of these little scopes they got here, maybe a sword on his hip, maybe one of those. I mean, I watched Black Sails, so I think of those revolvers with one bullet kind of thing. So it's interesting because obviously it's going to be the smartest thing on this list. Savvy enough, probably. I mean, I could see a shot at a tiger. I could see a shot at a gator if you got, bam, one. But you go in with a sword, you're going to get your ass handed to you. So I think the Commodore could move up. And I know there's a lot of people are saying, well, Shane, there's I mean, Commodore's in the Navy right now. You know, I get that too. I completely understand that, but it's my list. And not to mention Vanderbilt's Commodore that sits, I think they call him Mr. C. I mean, he's old school, man. He's like one of these guys with the hair, which, fun fact, I think I heard this off Rogan. You ever wonder why they got those? You ever heard big wigs? That's why, you know, that's what this is, big wigs. Well, back in the day, you know, they all had that, you know, that STD and started losing their hair and stuff. So they had to get this these big wigs. So, yeah, a little sidetrack, a little more knowledge for you. Gator, come on, Gator. Fun story with Mike. Mike used to live down there in Jacksonville, Florida. So the first time I ever saw a gator was when we went down to visit him, right? So we're going down, kind of similar situation. I don't know why I get stuck by these animals. So it's like this peninsula, right? So we're walking down. They said, hey, if we walk down to this peninsula is probably 10 feet wide. And they said, if we go down the very end here, we're going to be able to see all these gators. I was like, hell yeah, let's go see it, because I'm pumped up. Never seen them before. So we're starting to walk down this peninsula. But then I started thinking, I was like, well, what if one of those bastards, like, get on the land? Well, now we're stuck out here on this island. So didn't make it to the end. Gators are scary. Don't get me wrong. You get out in the swamp, it may beat all these animals. But this, we're not fighting on your terrain. You know, we're not taking the sharks in the ocean. We're not taking gators in the swamp. This is face on face. So that's why I had the gator a little bit lower. But don't get me wrong. The gator probably could win every fight that's on this list if it gets it right. And you could go out and find the largest gator in the world, and you could say, Shane, you know, how, I mean, I've got to look, check this guy out. Look at that. I mean, if that big bastard's coming at you, you're worried, right? That's why I don't have a human higher than this, because that gator's going to kill that human. Even with a sword, you ain't piercing that thing. I mean, you would need to get a perfect shot. Now we're getting into the tigers. Now, I didn't realize how many tigers we had until I started doing this damn list, but we've got two of the same tiger. So let's jump into that. These are Bengals. We've got MIZ. He's got a Bengal. LSU Mike 7. They're on here. I don't think this is actually Mike 7, but you get the picture. We're talking Bengal tigers. But the other one is over there at in Auburn, Aubie, right? So three tigers. Now, this is not so what these are Bengal tigers. Bengal. This is Siberian. So there is a difference. The big difference is the Siberian is in the winter. Not to mention, it's bigger. I got a comparison here. The Siberian at max is 10, almost 11 feet max. The Bengal is 10 feet. So you got two of pretty much of the same cats, but you got to pick one. But look at this scary bastard, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. This is scary. I'm dead if I come across this thing. But man, look at this one in the wintertime. I have to pick one. So we're at the tiger section. I feel like they can beat the gator. It's going to take some work, but I had to give the edge to Aubie here. So Aubie is going to, he's got the second spot. I got LSU Mike and the Mizzou Tiger sitting there at the three spot, kind of tied, if you will, which leads only one. And this big bastard is the clear winner for me, the elephant. Okay. You're not going to be able to shoot him. A gator's not going to be able to bite his legs off. Okay. A tiger. I mean, watch any National Geographic show about the elephant and the tiger. It ain't happening. The winner is going to be the elephant. So that's my list. Now, I did have some back to the tigers, because that's what people are going to talk about. They're going to say, hey, what about the tigers? This is, so again, Bengal tiger, Siberian tiger. Come on, tell me which one's not going to win. It's the Siberian. But ultimately, the elephant wins because he's the biggest bastard in the group. So, all right, that is all I've got for you today. I'm running a little late here. Let's see if I missed any comments. I'm so sorry. I'm so bad. I can't do two things at one time. That's what I keep telling my wife anyway. But I appreciate all the cousins. Don't forget, Mike's got a... lame Shane, tigers, Trump, elephants. All right. Well, I agree to disagree, Emily. So I will say this. Comment of the day. Fat bastards always win. Yes, this is my list. Mike does it, he's doing a tiger. Shane does it, the elephant wins. If there's a rhino in it, probably would have been the second spot. But anyway, I'm rambling now. You guys have a wonderful day. We're one day away from SEC football. We got a loaded show tonight at 7 o'clock. It is the mailbag section. So make sure you get those mailbags in early because Mike usually kind of cuts them off around 1 or 2 o'clock. But look forward to seeing everybody this evening. And, hey, have a wonderful day. Go Vols!
'Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.